Well, how did Dustin Byfuglien look today, and do you expect him to be a player tomorrow?
He looked good, and he moved well, got through practice, but we won't even skate today to see how he is. It's the first practice he's had in an awfully long time, so unless he's feeling right on, we won't put him in, but there's a pretty good chance he's banging on the door saying he's ready to go because he's felt good for the last week.
How about for Jack Roslovic being honored by the NHL today?
Well, just all those confidence boosters those young players get, that means a lot. It's certainly a significant accomplishment to be viewed after a good week amongst your peers. So we find those young players get a great big boost in their game, you know, when they get some recognition. Had to fight for their ice time over the course of the year, and then they had to have a big night. It's usually a good thing he's earned it.
We know how big of a role that Brian Little's had in Nikolai Ehlers and Patrick Laine's development. What about the role he's played with Jack?
We've got good veteran center icemen now, so we'll include Andrew Kopp in that. All four of those guys have a huge impact on how the wingers play and what they can accomplish. Brian is, you know, we have two or three of those guys that are kind of able to adapt to whoever they play with, and because they're strong in their own end, buy time for the young players to learn their game. It's been good. Jack's gotten stronger as the season has gone on, for sure. Getting back out to the wing frees him up a little bit, but we have to have center icemen in our system to be able to do that, and we do. And you know, with that line, whether Jack was playing on the fourth line or with Brian, we have a good centerman now to help him along.
A couple of weeks ago, we asked you about the trade deadline, and you mentioned, well, we still got some developing players here. And I think you might even have mentioned Roslovic and Brendan, and almost on cue. Here they are, contributing.
The curve on these guys is hard to define. We think all of them have quite a bit higher ceiling offensively because they have, right? They've been offensive players where they've played. And when they get into the game here, as they learn the NHL game and the Jets game, we think there's a lot they can do. The question is, when can they get to it, right? We know, firm belief at 2-3 years from now, that they're going to be really, really strong, productive players, but with our team the way it is now, we need to get them to 25 in the next 2 or 3 months. Can we get them out there more? And that's all now. They watch a lot of video. They play practice hard, but they got to get into the game. And Andrew Kopp going back to the middle and has allowed those young players to play with a center iceman that can win faceoffs, that can play well on his own end. So we felt that that's where the bumps come. When Andrew went back to the middle, all of these guys, I started being able to play them more, and then they've taken off.
So much is the conversation with Chevy kind of changing and evolving?
Well, I mean, it was changing every day since the start of the year. I don't think anything changes for Kevin, and that he has... You know, there's people that are out there available, and he'll pursue all of them within the structure of the team. But we don't feel we have necessarily a glaring hole in our lineup. But everybody's going to try to get better here.
Paul, Brendan, the week in coming out of Finland, that could have been a sort of a season-crushing event. Could it not have? How do you explain how he's come out of that and performed so well?
It was going to happen. So the event itself, you know, the penalty, the two penalties that he took, based on the style of play he is, you knew that was happening at some point. The key was that it didn't happen 6 weeks later, like that he could learn from it, still play his game and be physical and confrontational if we needed him to be, without running around and taking penalties and crossing that line, as you say, not having the ability to control himself. The opposite's been true. He plays a clean, hard game. He can handle himself. So that's development. Every player has a different skill set. He has a unique one. He's a real physical, hard-hitting, grinding guy, but he's learned and deserved to. He gave himself a chance to get back in the lineup, so good for him.
Did you have a heart-to-heart with him after that?
I don't know if it was heart-to-heart. We just explained that directly. I forgive the penalty. I mean, you're out of the lineup now, and that's the way that works, but we'll forgive the penalty. We just want to make sure that you can control it. You knew it was going to. I mean, Dustin Byfuglien's been suspended, right? We didn't get rid of him right after that. We just want to make sure it doesn't happen every five games. So all of those kind of physical guys that on occasion cross the line, have to learn to control it.
Andrew Cobb was saying that the theme of that fourth line is kind of don't give you any reason to not give them more ice time, force you to give them
right.
more.
I guess they've done that.
That's fair, right? So it's also, I think the real theme is respect what you're good at. So Adam Lowry's line is different than Mark Scheifele's line, and they went a long stretch of producing offensive zone time and scoring and chances and scoring goals. Well, Andrew Kopp's line is the same idea. They have a certain – all three of those guys can get in on the puck, can be physical on the puck, but they all got good hands, right? They all can do some things with the puck. So it's – we're not telling them they have to dump the puck every time. We're telling them what they're really good at is going to get it. So if there's a play to be made, feel free, but don't slow down. Because none of the defensemen want to stay in too long when Lemieux's coming down on you, he's coming to finish that check. So they have some strengths there. The key to them is they just keep playing to those strengths and not everybody. We all want to play like Scheif's line, right? I would too, right? If we're out there, we want to make some of those plays, but yeah, that's what they're good at.
How much has their offense surprised you?
I don't know that much. I'm more pleased with their defensive game. I don't know, it surprised me, but Brendan's reads have gotten a lot better. Andrew's helped that for sure. I think that Mason's reads were always fairly strong, but as a group, and that, you know, when Jack was in the middle, it's three really young guys, so then you have more variation in their game. Andrew's settled them down. I feel safe with them. We in the Boston game, the rotation was we changed them, so they played against Krejci's line, and they did a good job.
What has made Paul Maurice get to 1,500 games tomorrow night?
A long list of really, really talented people around me, right from courageous general manager who gave me a chance at 28, but more importantly, mentored me right through those first 4 or 5 years. And we made the playoffs and kind of built a program from a struggling franchise, and that would be true of just about every place that I've been. Really good assistant coaches. Or just better yet, really good coaches that we work well together in the room, and maybe some persistence and some faith. And over the years, I probably learned how to endure a little bit and coach every day. Right. So now we get to this point here. We've got a powerful young team, a good staff, and a little bit of experience. So it's quite a bit more fun than it was, whatever it was, 23 years ago, whatever.
Will you take a moment at all tomorrow to soak it in?
You know what's funny? I've blown by a bunch of these numbers and not even know it was happening at the time. This one I'm getting more calls on. This one seems to be a big number. I don't know, maybe I'm just getting older and they want to make sure they get a call in to me. I'm not sure, but this one is the honest answer is yes, it does. This one seems like a big number to me, so I've been thinking now more of the start and how crazy that was. And I'm far more, I've always been very aware and thankful of what Mr. Kermanis and Jimmy Ruther did for me, but boy, I'm feeling it now.
So what stands out from game one?
Well, I'll actually see this game tomorrow. I mean, I think I swear I stared at my card the whole night trying to make sure I got the right or any three guys out up front. I don't remember a whole lot of it after the game. Hit the drive-through on the way home after for the celebration dinner. I remember that, thinking, well, this is the National Hockey League. Stuck at a drive-through off I-84. Other than that, it was a long time ago.